Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. A senior executive of the World Health Organization says about 10% of the world's population may have been infected with the coronavirus. Speaking at the start of a special meeting of the WHO's executive board, Michael Ryan warned that a vast majority of the world remained at risk. At the same conference, the head of the agency, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, stressed that countries could still change their response to the virus.
What we have learned in every region of the world is that with strong leadership, clear and comprehensive strategies, consistent communication, an engaged, empowered and enabled population, it's never too late. Again, it's never too late to change any kind of tide.
The White House Chief of Staff says he's optimistic that President Trump can return to the White House later today, following his third night in hospital where he's being treated for coronavirus. Mark Meadows told Fox News Mr. Trump would be meeting the doctors today to assess his progress. There have been mixed reports of Mr. Trump's state of health so far. The police chief in Paris has confirmed that bars in the city will shut for 2 weeks to combat a surge in coronavirus cases. Hugh Schofield reports from
the news capital. From Paris is not good. COVID infections are up above 250 per 100,000 people, which means the city's hit a higher alert level and automatically new measures are going to kick in. The headline news is that bars and cafes are going to shut completely for 2 weeks from tomorrow. They were already having to close doors at 10 o'clock, but that hasn't been enough to stop the virus spreading. There's some respite for the hard-hit hospitality trade. Restaurants and bistros, which also expected to be told to shut, can stay open if they observe new rules.
Hugh Schofield. An appeals court in London has overturned a judgment that the Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido has control over $1 billion of gold bullion held in the Bank of England. The court struck down a verdict that the British government had recognised Mr. Guaido as interim leader. Here's Mike Sanders.
This is the latest twist in the tussle over who runs Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro or Juan Guaido. Mr. Maduro won controversial elections in May 2018. Protests were brutally repressed. Mr. Guaido, the Speaker of Parliament, declared himself interim president and appointed a rival board for the Venezuelan Central Bank to stop Mr. Maduro misusing the gold. Britain's former Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt called Mr. Maduro's regime kleptocratic and recognised Mr. Guaido as interim leader. But the appeals court has now ruled that the British recognition was not definitive.
Our Europe regional editor Mike Sanders reporting. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC.